Welcome to Community Connection. I should say Happy New Year to you all. This is the first one for 2025. I've had the last, 4 weeks off, but it's time to get back now and do some interviews, and hopefully we'll be here right through the year. But, and we've got some, pardon me, already got some new groups coming in early in the year, so we'll have a few of the oldies coming back as well. So hopefully we'll have a great year, and I hope you'll enjoy it, and we'll play a little bit of music as we go along. However, first interview for 2025 is with the Badger Creek Hall. Now, we're going to talk about that because, apart from other things, they probably want volunteers to help them, but also they've got their centenary coming up on the 15th of Feb. So I have with me Kevin and Adam. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Kevin.
It's great to have you. All right. So, first of all, let me just go back. And, Kevin, you're probably the best one to ask because you've been involved with over 30 years. How did it start? Was it on government land? Because I know a lot of these halls and churches started off where a local farmer donated land and then the community built the hall. Do you know how this one started?
It started in a similar way. A local businessman donated the land to the community. It started in from this. It was called the South Hillsville Progress Association. It was formed in 1917.
Was that formed by businessmen or just the community?
Just by the community.
Yep.
And come 1922, we had a church and a school and guest houses. And they were thinking, well, it's about time we had a hall. And that got built. Community volunteers built the hall.
And supplied the money?
For the hall, and they paid for it themselves in late December in 1924. It was built in a day and a half. Yeah, and it was officially opened on the 13th of February 1925.
So it's actually really that everything has been done community-wise, isn't it?
It was totally community, and it's been transferred from the original site in Glen Eady Avenue to 358 Badger Creek Road in 1978.
So I've got to ask the question, why was it transferred?
Well, there was a little bit of a transaction of property with the Hillsville Council and Hillsville Sanctuary that particular time.
Yep, right, that's fair enough too. Mm. So, and is it still in the hands of community? I know there's a committee of management there, but who does the community still own the hall, or is council taking it over, or what happens with that?
It's Crown land, so yep. That's covered by DECA, and but it's been community volunteer run by volunteers since day one till today.
See, that's terrific because, you know, in a lot of, well, particularly in the Melbourne metropolitan area, a lot of them were built on Crown land and then the council sort of came in and took them over. And so this has stayed as volunteers, like right from day one, the land was donated, it was built by the community, and they've kept it themselves.
Yeah, well, it's on Crown land, but the committee are totally responsible for the upkeep and the maintenance of the hall itself. And so we really rely on hall users and any sponsors or that we can get to assist.
I was going to ask you that. So that you'd actually do rely from time to time on actually letting the hall as well.
Yeah, we certainly. It's a great venue. It's a great family venue, and a present. It's a really warm and friendly atmosphere, and all modern conveniences. It's quite a lovely hall to have a family event. All for local groups. Without the local groups using the hall, we wouldn't be able to maintain the hall.
All right, we've got to take a quick break now. Some sponsorships have popped up, and we'll come back and we'll talk to Adam to see why he got involved.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about the Badger Creek Centenary coming up on the Saturday the 15th of Feb, but we'll be talking more about it later. We've talked to Kevin about how the hall came about. It's one of those things where the community wanted, the community made it happen, and they continue to make it happen. But Adam, you obviously haven't been involved for 30 years, so what made you get involved with the Badger Creek Hall?
Alan, not long after COVID, as with most community groups, they were really struggling.
Yep.
The hall committee lost their revenue for a couple of years virtually. As a result, the hall was starting to look tired and needed maintenance, and there wasn't many money around. And the committee put the call out to the council, to the community development team at the Yarra Ranges Council, and said, look, you know, we need some help. We need some new blood. And they reached out and asked me if I was interested, and I said, yeah, for sure.
Oh, that sounds terrific. You've obviously had a business background too, so that's got to help as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does, yep. Yeah. It's,
and you're a handy person yourself? Like, do you do any of the work, or are you more...
I'm a bit of a jack-of-all-trades.
He's a hands-on man.
That's fair enough. So let's just talk about, because as Kevin mentioned, like, the horrors are really the lifeblood. I mean, otherwise you can't update, you can't do anything. What sort of horrors do you have there now, and what sort of horrors, if we've got people listening today, would you like to hear from? Are we talking community groups, or are we talking birthdays, or what are we talking?
Oh, we've got a mix. We've got some regulars. We have a karate school that run two nights a week. We've got dancing schools that come in and hire the hall on different days at different times. We've got the men's shed, the Badger Creek and District Men's Shed.
Yeah, we've had them in.
Yeah, they occupy one of the buildings at the back of our hall.
Oh, do they? Yep.
We have a lot of birthdays, weddings.
Spinners and weavers, they've been there. They're a long term. They've been there nearly 50 years.
Nearly 50?
Yeah, nearly 50 years, the spinners and weavers, Yes. There's a lot of local groups like that come and go, but it's some like that, and the men's shed have been with us for 10 years. Yep. So it's without that long support, things can be difficult with the prices going up with the services and so forth.
Mm. And let's be honest, like the hall when it's 50 years ago is a great hall. 50 years later, the kitchen and the bathroom and all that isn't real flash, is it, compared to 50 years ago?
Well, but we've had that all upgraded, the kitchen. It's a really serviceable kitchen now.
That's what I was getting at, though, that you need to have income coming in too, don't you, so that you can upgrade it. Otherwise, you know, I mean, you go to some of these halls where they've never done the upgrading and they're just so outdated.
Yeah. Yes. Well, look, we've applied for a lot of grants in the last 2 years, and fortunately we've been lucky enough to win most of them.
Have you?
And we've had a lot of work done to the hall, both inside and out, and it was necessary for us to get people interested in hiring the hall.
Yep. Well, I mean, that's the problem too. Well, no one wants to pay too much, but they also want the best of facilities too, don't they?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. All right, look, we'll take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to find out just what they've got planned for the centenary. David Oaten, I put that in for you. That was Kylie Minogue, and I should be so lucky. David's our resident Kylie Minogue fan, so I hope you enjoyed it, David. All right, guys, we've got coming up on Saturday the 15th of February the 100 years, well, the centenary of the hall. So what do you have got planned on that day to celebrate, which is a big milestone?
We've got a great family day coming up there. What? Great family day coming up, yep. Listeners, and a lot of local talent coming on, which we can talk about in a moment or two.
Yep.
And it's plenty of entertainment for everybody through the day.
And what's the, apart from obviously celebrating the 100 years, you're hoping that sort of some people come along and have a look at it and then maybe think to themselves, hey, we could use this hall.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. It's about learning a bit more about the history of the Badger Creek and also of the hall itself. And we'll have a display of photographs around the hall depicting part of that history. And the local historical society will be giving a PowerPoint display there too on the
I was going to ask you that because sometimes, unfortunately, with these sorts of things, nobody thinks 100 years ago, hey, this might be around 100 years. Have you been able to, over the years, do you have any a lot of stuff as like different stages of photos of it, or it's mainly all down at the Historical Society?
It's we have a few. There's not a lot on the hall itself, but there are on a bit different events that have been there. There's been school concerts and dancing and quite a lot of activities through the over the years. It was a pavilion for the horticultural shows.
Was it? Yeah.
Years ago, and it was a great venue for the table tennis. Ran for many years there for juniors and seniors, table tennis competitions. It's had a varied lot of interest.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's terrific because I don't know about that community hall, but I know in the country a lot of community halls held dances once a month, didn't they? And that was sort of, a lot of them, they were farming areas, they got the farmers in and their wives in to meet with other people. And it also brought together sort of people that were normally outlying, and they held a lot of these community halls, they had their 21st birthdays and all that there, didn't they?
Yes. It's got a great dance floor. So we've got a family bush dance coming up on the Saturday night. So we expect to have a good few coming along and enjoying themselves.
Sounds good. All right, we've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so. Now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? You're in love with him, 'cause I kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Welcome back to Community Connections. We just had to take a little break. We've just had a little bit of a technical issue, but it's all fixed now, so we're going to go. But while I was talking to the boys here, Kevin and Andrew, I had a quick look at the... at Adam, I mean. We had a quick look at the activities that are coming up in the day. Well, for the young people, the Bush Buddies Play Group are going to make mud pies. Oh, I can't think any better than that. What a great way to go. They'll be at the tours of historical Badger Creek Old School Building. There's water bugs for kids. Oh, man, these kids are going to have a great time. The Badger Creek and District Men's Shed will be open for inspection. We've interviewed them a couple of times. And you'll be able to go and have a look. And they're going to have a sausage sizzle all day too. You're going to have a tour of the Badger Creek Primary School, new building. There's also a free sausage sizzle in the evening and a family bush dance, as Kevin mentioned, with Woody Clark and Felix Mayer. There's heaps coming up during the day. They've got performances by different people. Councillor Fiona McAllister will open it. And the MC for the day, Bruce Argyle. Hello, Bruce, if you're listening to this. We know Bruce well. And they've got
a lot of local talent being there too.
Yeah, Going North Band. I'm just quickly trying to pick out. Oh, Kofi's down there. We know him. The drumming group, karate exhibition, dynamic dancers. Oh, that wouldn't be me. Badger Creek Women's Choir, Hillsville Historical Society. Go down and have a see what they got to say. Old time sing along. Gee, this is a great afternoon. The Wannabes Band. Sounds like a terrific day coming up. And of course, that's on Saturday, the 15th of February. So,
and it's a free day.
Can't do better than that, can you? All free. And you can even have your obligatory sausage sizzle as well. Guys, look, it sounds like it's going to be a great day. What happens if... I don't want to be a pessimist, but I just want the listeners to know it's still going to be on if the weather isn't all that good. Is that right?
Yeah, there's no plan B, Alan.
Why are you laughing, Adam?
There's no plan B. We'll have marquees set up all around the car park for people to sit under, whether it's raining or whether it's too hot.
Yep. No, that's good. It shouldn't be in February, but who knows with the weather that's coming up. But this would have taken months and months to put this together, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it did. We've been working on this really for 18 months.
Have you?
We started to really ramp it up probably 6 or 7 months ago, but we knew it was coming up all along, and we've been working slowly towards it. Yep. We want it to be a gift to the community rather than a money-making fundraising event. We want it to be a gift given back to the community. So that's why really, apart from the dance at night, everything will be free. But if people don't want to buy a coffee or a beer or anything at the tents that we have set up, they're more than welcome to bring their own picnic, bring their own drinks.
Yep. Well, you can't do cheaper than that, can you, to have a free day out? And it is getting harder and harder on families to find things to do that they can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess the other thing too, and I know I covered this a couple of minutes ago, but if you are a group and you think that you might like to be part of hiring the group hiring the hall down the track, well, it's a great way to have a look around too and see what it's got facilities you've got, isn't it?
They'll be able to have a look at all of the upgrades and improvements that we've made in the hall in the last 18 months. We've put car park lights in to illuminate the car park at night. We've got a completely renovated kitchen. We've just rebuilt the foyer, which was really showing its age.
Was it? Yep.
Yeah, it was. The foundations were caving into the ground, and we had that all rebuilt. Hillsville Core have electrified the building by removing all the old gas appliances and putting new electric. We've got we've got our own house battery now, 13 kilowatts of house battery, so we're almost fully off the grid as far as power consumption goes.
Well, and the more you talk about this, the more you convince me that it really is a community thing. When you start talking about CORE and people like that, I mean, these are community groups, aren't they?
They are.
Which are in turn putting back into an organisation like yours that in turn is putting back into the community.
Correct.
And you can't do better than that. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Welcome back to Community Connections. And I should mention, if you are a community group, apart from the fact that you might want to look at hiring the Batcher Creek Hall, if you want to come in for an interview, we've got quite a number of interviews lined up so far for the year. But if you'd like to come in, as long as you're a community group or a non-profit organisation, either send us an email to info@yarravalleyfm.org.au. That's info@yarravalleyfm.org.au, or give Greg a ring on 59615991, 59615991, and we'll get back to you. Tell us a bit about yourself and we'll see if we can't get you in. Now, Adam, you just wanted to mention parking on the day could be a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, Alan, we're going to be using our entire car park for the event itself, and the men's shed that occupy the rear of our hall are going to have an open day as well. So we're not going to have any parking on our site. Obviously, the CFA next door need continued access, yep, in case they get called out. So the school have kindly allowed us to use their staff car park for the day. The kindergarten car park will be available as well. But it is going to be very limited. So we are asking our local community, if they live close enough, we'd love for them to actually come down on foot.
Well, that sounds fair enough too, because, you can't block the CFA in.
No.
Very quickly, funny story. I was at a Carols by Candlelight, and they had the big man in the suit turned up on the back of the fire truck, and he went up and he was doing the presentation, and the firemen that came with him all of a sudden went running and they jumped in the truck, lights and sirens, and left standing up on the stage. They obviously got a call. And obviously when you do this, when you borrow the CFA or anyone like that, one of the conditions are if they've got to go, they've got to go.
Correct.
Santa says, I don't know, I'm going to get home. But anyway, just thought that was quite funny. All right, look, we're going to take one more quick break and then we'll be back, and we want to talk about just put the finishing touch on the day. And also, if you are a hirer, I know we've mentioned it two or three times, either Adam or Kevin will give you the phone number to contact, and you might not be able to get there on the day, and if you're a hirer, I'm sure they'd like to talk to you. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. And just a quick reminder, I'll be here on Sunday between 12 and 3 with Music, Memories and More. We'll be playing hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s and whatever else we can get up to. Bit of country and a bit of rhythm. And then Sunday night I'll be here in the studio with a rock and roll hit parade between 6 and 8. So some great music coming up on Sunday. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that now. We're talking about the centenary of the Badger Creek Hall. Kevin, you just wanted to mention there'll be an art display there too.
Yes, there is. Badger Creek Primary School, Year 6 students have done some drawings of the old school.
That's even better.
And they will be on display at the old school on the day.
So it's not going to actually be an art display of them drawing apples and oranges and all that. No. It'll actually be an actual art display.
Art display of the old school itself.
Fantastic. Geez, that'd be terrific.
It was established at the Badger Creek in 1899.
Terrific, isn't it? All right, so again, I keep mentioning the date, but you don't want to miss it. It's one day only. It's on Saturday the 15th of Feb. They've got a huge array coming up right through till night. There's the free sausage sizzle and all sorts of stuff. But if you can't make it on the open day and you are interested in hiring a hall, whether it be for a birthday party, an anniversary, or whatever it is, I guess you can talk. You can give them a ring any time. So, Adam, have you got a phone number for people to contact you, please?
Yeah, I have, Alan. The secretary's name's Kathy Cameron, and her phone number is 5962-3639.
Can you give us that again, please?
That's 5962-3639. And the website is badgercreekhall.org.au. It's badgercreekhall.org.au.
All in lowercase, Badger Creek?
Correct.
Beauty. All right. So I guess, and you wanted to mention, Adam, that if people want to pick up some programs, because there is, I've seen a program, it's out, it's got a lot of great stuff on it, and you might want to pick out certain hours you want to go. Where are they going to pick up the programs?
Yeah, there's some copies of the program down at the Community Link Building near Coles.
Which is down in...
In Main Street, Hillsville.
Main Street. Behind the Memorial Hall.
Yep. All right, guys, well, we're fast running out of time, but it's, again, Saturday the 15th of Feb. Is there anything apart from trying to get people to want to come on the day? Is there anything you'd like to just wind up? We've got about 2 minutes, a minute and a half.
Well, we welcome you all to come along, and just remember, it's a 1-in-100-year event, so we'd like to see you there.
Well, none of us are going to be here for the next one, are we?
That's right.
Adam might be the youngest of a lot of them, but I guarantee he's not going to be here for the next one either.
Alan, there's about 1,600 people that live in Badger Creek, and many of us don't really know each other.
Yep.
And we'd really like to get to know our community. So if anybody just feels like wandering down, listening to some music, having a chat, introducing themselves, we'd really appreciate it.
And I think, I'm not sure we mentioned this on the microphone before, but, I mean, once upon a time, people in Badger Creek, that they knew everyone. If there was a 21st or an anniversary coming up, they all went to the local hall. That's where you held it all, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It was obviously a different time back then. You know, people can now hold functions in their own house and they can entertain themselves at home. But our hall is a beautiful old building that's got a lot of history, and it's just begging for people to come and use it.
Yeah, and it's a bit like everything else too. If you don't use it and support it, one day it might not be there, because if you can't afford to upgrade it because no one's using it, they fall into disrepair, and you've only got to travel around the countryside and you can see places like that all over the place, can't you?
Yeah, that's right.
And I can remember, and I'm not that old, when you know, a lot of these people had the country dance every month, and it was just the way that the community themselves all got together.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people are really looking forward to this bush dance on the Saturday night. Personally, I'd love to see it happen once a year, but...
Yep, well, you could have 101 years. Guys, unfortunately, I've got to go. The news is there. Thank you for your time, and I wish you well on the Saturday the 15th of Feb.
Thank you.
Thank you.